turn your troopier automatically into an HTML document. All right, PSAs. The June 1st broadcast of CNN's Larry King Live Show. I'm going to read this really fast because there's a lot, and I just want to get to the end for the joke. The June 1st broadcast of CNN's Larry King Live Show featured celebrity reporters and fashion journalists discussing a famous American woman's most salient feature. She has a bad figure, she's bottom heavy, and her legs are short, reported CNN style editor Elsa Clench. But she's making the most of it by seeking high-end fashion advice from... which has really been helping, we learned from Claudia Cohen, the entertainment reporter for Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. Celebrity divorce lawyer and talk show host Raoul Felder was less forgiving to the woman at the center of the discussion, saying, "I don't know one good thing about her. She's got fat, her legs are too short, her arms are too long. If your legs are too short, how do you evolve?" Were these panels discussing runway model or Hollywood starlet? No, Larry King brought together these image consultants and fashion reporters to debate how New Yorkers perceive the first lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton, in light of her potential Senate bid. King's first question set the tone of the show. Does she bring anything style-wise to this? If these are the new terms for debating the New York Senate race, can we expect a similar panel on Larry King Live addressing what New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani brings style-wise to the Senate race, with image gurus warning the mayor that his comb-over makes him look smarmy, or debating how Rudy can evolve beyond the liability of his spindly legs? Action. Do you find the gratuitous focus on a political candidate's looks more than a little bit disconcerting? If so, you might want to contact Larry King Live, 820 First Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20002. Fax 202-898-7686. Email on-air@turner.com. Please send copies of your letters to Jennifer Ponzer, Fair's Woman Desk Editor, at 130 West 25th Street, New York, New York, 10001. 10001. Fax 212-727-7668. Email jponzer@fair.org. I think Jennifer Ponzer's just mad because she's fat. I think that's what it is.
Well,
she's a fat, unattractive woman, and she's mad. And no, they're not going to have a panel on Larry King Live addressing what New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani brings style-wise to the Senate race, because you know why? He's a man. We're not judged like that. Only women are judged like that, and that's how things are. It's been the Bible.
I think it is in the
Bible.
It's like John 3:17. Nobody looks at that one.
No, mm-hmm. No. So, you know, just do your reading, Jenny, and, you know, evolve a little bit.
That's what I'm thinking.
You had some short legs, woman.
It's somewhere in the Old Testament. I think it's in between the Book of Psalms and the Book of Ruth. I think it's the book Fodad Ass.
Yeah.
I mean, it really outlines all of this.
Right. Well, so I mean, that's only in the apocryphal what Jay was like version of the Bible.
Jesus was a stylish mofo, I think, is often overlooked.
Did you see? He had some braids going on.
He had a swagger and braids and robes that just really were the finest.
They were iridescent.
Iridescent.
He looked a lot like George Clinton in the Parliament days.
It's amazing how
his star robes and like
the, yeah, his extensions. Sure.
Like people would just bring one beat to Jesus, and Jesus would make from that beat 1,000 beats.
That's right.
but not only would he supply the people with beats, he would teach the peeps how to make their own beats.
That's right. And they were the fattest beats in the whole land.
Oh my God.
Matthew was in the corner trying to make beats, banging rocks together. Luke was over banging on his chest trying to make beats. He wasn't as fat.
And, you know, yeah, like, you know, Jesus would go over and say, Luke, knock it off with that whack-ass Cali shit. You know?
I slipped!
Woo! I blew it!
Woo! Oh!
Yeah!
Are those police lights outside?
That was totally.
Here we go.
Totally worth
shut
a joke.
Shut down, Mr. Gunn.
Totally worth a joke.
Woo! You know what? People, so many people just lost money. Like, I thought it was going to be Troopia. No. Oh, wow. What are we going to do now?
I'm a fearless leader. I just feel lost. You are my Shatner, man.
I can't believe myself.
Listen, it's okay, Mr. Sulu. Just go to Warp Speed 9. We'll find you.
All right, let's do the next PS. Yeah, I mean, like, nobody had money on me.
No, nobody. You don't talk that much.
Oh, my God.
Wow, going down in history.
That was a great joke.
There's only four people listening, and I'm hoping that nobody...
Whack-ass like, Kelly.
Just like the joke in and of itself.
Yeah, the joke in and of itself was funny. God. We are, like, all staring, like, at the door hole. Like, hey, what's up? The cops coming?
St. Patrick's Church in Tolono will host its 12th annual spaghetti dinner on Sunday, October 17, 1999, at the new Parish Center. The Parish Center is located northeast of St. Patrick Church on Calhoun Street in Tolono. Serving will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The menu will be spaghetti, tossed salad, Italian bread, pie, and drink. Featured again this year will be carryout and drive-up service. The public is invited to attend or carry out the spaghetti dinner October 17th at St. Patrick's Church Parish Center in Tolono. We take you now to the debacle that occurred at last year's St. Patrick Parish Center spaghetti dinner.
Father! Father, put down the fork!
I want a meatball!
Father, the meatballs are gone. The meatballs ran out around 11:30. They were very popular.
Jesus, my savior, provide me with meatballs!
Go, my son. Go, my son. To the promised land, there will be meatballs for all.
Oh, Jesus, I promise I'll knock off all the whack-ass Cali. Boop! Well, that was a great sound clip right there.
Yeah, you know, it was a great time, I think, is what we were getting to at the St. Patrick's Church spaghetti dinner last year. So don't miss out. October 17th, there's no contact numbers. So if you want more information, you're damn out of luck. God, see, all these great expressions going to waste. Because of the limitations of the airways, people.
While you two were doing that bit, I was trying to figure out, like, why I slipped. And I had, you know, the bit in my mind as it was coming out. And I realized that, like, a panic flag went off when I said whack ass. Like, ass. You know, I was freaked out about ass. Because there's, you know, like, if you connect that with a gaping hole in the ground, then you've got another dirty word.
It was,
word.
Like, free game for everything else after it to come flooding out.
Right. So I was afraid.
The filters had already tripped.
Yeah, the guards, you know, were up for whack ass. You know, and they were protecting on whack ass. And then everything else after that, you know, just...
It was like the great Madonna film, Who's That Girl, where she wants to steal all the CDs, so she plants the CD on the one guy, and he walks out and sets off the alarm, and then she walks out while the alarm is still going on. It's much like what happened in your brain.
I blew my vigilance wad. What can I say?
See, and that's legal. Can you believe that?
Right. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I don't know. Ooh. Sometimes.
Mams.
The Vermilion County Museum Jiggly Society. Mams. At 116 North Gilbert Street in Danville, Illinois.
All legal.
We'll celebrate Illinois Arts Week with a special open house on Sunday, October 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Visitors to the museum can... Wait, is the museum or a house? How can they do this? You can't have an open house if you've got a museum. You can have an open museum day.
Can you have an open house party at a house?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They have an open museum party
at a house.
Visitors to the museum can't spend the afternoon watching demonstrations by area artists and artisans. Unfortunately, they're just demonstrations against, you know, various crimes they feel are being committed against the world. Free range chicken! You know, it's kind of
audio footnote. Mark has been saving that up for ages.
No.
Audio footnote.
He's wrong.
What's the difference between a...
You can divide my comedy up into two eras, before the whack-ass Cali joke and after the whack-ass Cali joke. It's all brand new from here. And audio footnote.
What's the difference between an artisan and an artisan?
Artist and an artisan?
Mm-hmm. Artisans create, like, practical crafts. Items. Yeah, functional, practical items.
Also, they have prehensile tails.
Wow, got it.
Well, they're kind of vestigial prehensile. They're like prehensile nubs. That's what they are.
Special outdoor entertainment will be provided. I provided the linking verb for them there because it actually just reads entertainment will provided. Actually, it's entertainment that will provided. Maybe Will gave them this entertainment to give.
Forgiving guy. Yeah. Nobody ever said to Will, you know, you're not pulling your weight around here. Now get us some entertainment.
Ranging from local children's music, because screw that corporate local children's music, you know, stay loyal to the indie local children's music, and dance ensembles to the Danville Light Opera.
Freeze, cut to the newest sampler of indie kid rock. My box! Mommy, why don't you love me? My box! Woo! See, that was a good song.
You guys playing some of that whack-ass Cali children's music?
Yes.
Oh, no. Admission is free, and parking is available adjacent to the museum. So
only if you park adjacent.
Yes. For further details, call the Vermilion County Museum at 442-2922.
PSA from the Illinois Disciples Foundation. Please read between 9:13:99 and 10:02:99, approximately 35 seconds, to be read by announcer. Well, that's nice to know that's not to be read by anyone but the announcer.
Not to be read by the small...
The Riding Corpse of Lawrence Welk, I think, wants to read that one, but he's not allowed to because he's not the announcer.
On Saturday, October 2nd, the Illinois Disciples Foundation will hold its annual fall dinner. This year's dinner will be a special event as Jim Holloman, the IDF's executive director and campus minister, will retire after serving this community since 1963. You know what? I feel really bad for the people at the Illinois Disciples Foundation because they get like a fall dinner and a spring dinner, and that's it. It's their annual fall dinner. Here
there's
we go.
There's some slim mofos. Yeah. Slim mofos.
There's a winter snack, so it's not all that bad.
There will be plenty of good food and plenty of good stories. 36 years worth, to be exact. 36 years worth of food? I guess we shouldn't feel so bad. For
Twinkies, that. Actually, there's no depreciation. They'll stay in your That's stomach right. all that time.
And most of them true. But some of the food's true. That was the most poorly constructed sentence I've ever seen in my entire life.
Emo food isn't true. It always just runs off.
No, it tells you it loves you.
Yeah.
And then it
tells you, it tastes good.
And then it takes advantage of you.
Oh, boy.
But that's okay because you really didn't know if you could commit to it anyway.
Oh, sure.
And you needed to leave for tour. That's at the Illinois Disciples Foundation, 610 East Springfield in Champaign on Saturday, October 2nd. The doors will open around 6 p.m. At 6 p.m., not around, at. Because 6 p.m. doesn't like anything hanging around it. It likes its space. Dinner will be served at 6:30. The IDF is wheelchair accessible. There is an admission fee, which on a...
Is it jetpack accessible? Can people with the jetpacks get into the IDF?
I don't want Randy Sanders there.
Hey, you know, there's...
I hate Randy Sanders. I hate the morning,
Wait a minute. Too. Wait a minute. Do you see, like, a seam near the bottom of Mark's neck? Come here, you... That wasn't Mark at all. It was DJ Randy Sanders.
Morning Zookeeper.
You're trying to get us put off the air, Sanders.
I'm out of here.
He did it again.
Creepy cloud of smoke
Guys,
again.
Guys.
Mark, we're
tied up back here.
Oh, my God. Get him.
Jeez.
That guy did some bad stuff in your name.
He didn't swear, did he?
He said the S word.
I can't believe it. Did he diss whack-ass Cali music?
Yes.
Now I'm going to get shot.
Okay, well, at least, hey, a note to anybody out there. That wasn't our fault. That was sabotaged by DJ Randy Sanders of the Morning Zoo. So you call up the Morning Zoo, and you complain to them. Direct your FCC requests to them.
Panda bear. Hand and foot reflexology.
Wait, I got to finish this. I
got to give all the information.
There is an admission fee, which is on a sliding scale. Would you stop it?
I'm
Get
sorry.
Get him some of those, your beep, don't stink corn chips over here. You're on the other side of the table. You don't got to deal with
I'm
it.
I'm troubled. Every once this in is a while. When I need my friends the most at this time of my life.
Stop it. Proceeds will go to support the campus ministry of the IDF. For more information, call 352-8721. Stop it. Just like these rumbling, bubbling noises coming from
hand and foot reflexology. Friday
you in the chair,
October 1st. That's this Friday, folks. Breckland College will offer a hand and foot reflexology. Can we be professionals here? We concentrate.
What did you eat, a baby?
The fourth wall.
You ate the fourth. Don't do that.
I wanted more room. Parkland College will offer a hand and foot. This is funny. This is loaded with potential
wonderful
jokes.
Sun on the eastern side.
This is loaded with potential jokes.
Yeah, well, your ass is loaded with potential death. If you could stop it, be appreciative.
It's been noted before.
Look, the canary's dead.
Damn it. The weft canary.
Get a new weft canary.
That's right. They got a storage case in there. Parkland College will offer a hand and foot reflexology workshop Friday, October 1st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Business Development Center, 206 A West Anthony Drive in Champaign. Participants will learn hands-on, quote-unquote, techniques to help release tensions and increase circulation throughout the entire body by working on specific points on the hands and feet. There is a fee, and it's $69. Ha, 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 ha! Registration information, call 217-351-2235.
Audio footnote, that wasn't a sophomoric joke regarding the amount of the admission fee, but rather a blatant spit in the face.
At the people that are trying to hide the facts from you.
Because they crossed it out.
We take you last year.
Hold on, we got to get out of the audio footnote. Oh. Don't go, I don't need any more weird temporal shifts.
Sorry.
There was an F in there.
Oh, I believe you.
And audio footnote.
We take you now to audio tape of the debacle that ensued last year at the hand and foot reflexology workshop.
where you're supposed to learn hands-on techniques to help release tensions. Turn the volume.
Sorry.
All right, I want to thank you all for coming out. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Tonight we're gonna get some hands-on experience by working those pressure points in your hands and feet to increase circulation all over your body, and soon you'll see the blood flowing all over.
Oh, wait, hold on. Guys, I'm going to fast forward here a little bit. I just want to get to that. Oh, God! Oh! What have we unleashed upon the world? Ah! Libra.
Gilda Metatone. Singa la Boto.
Don't be, just be real careful about where you press.
That was a tape from the handed reflexology course?
Yeah, well, like that? They didn't realize what they were doing. There's
Parkland College, man, I tell you.
Someone drew the elder sign on someone's hand, and next thing you know, Dread God Cthulhu's there eating souls. You know, and actually, just to jump back a bit, Cthulhu's got a new album coming out, and I just want to...
like 3 years now.
We were supposed to, I forgot that we were supposed to put a little warning label on our Bose ad that said, do not... listen to the new Cthulhu album on this. Because it's one thing you don't want to be summoning into your living room. Good that point. Could kill a party.
Good point. So 217-351-2235 if you want to get on that kind of otherworldly action.
The Illinois Department of Transportation is announcing the first statewide litter pickup to be held on through the Adopt-a-Highway program on Saturday, October 9th.
Hey, guys, you can say ta-tas legally.
Ta-tas, yeah, yeah.
So what I'm suggesting is on Friday, October 8th, if you got garbage, if you got stuff that's just sitting around the house.
If you actually have garbage tied up in your basement.
Yeah.
Holes in your fishnets.
Go out to the highway. Go out to any highway, I believe, because it doesn't specify which one. Just drive out to a highway and dump all your crap on the side of the highway. Because they're going to be doing statewide litter pickup on Saturday, October 9th.
So we don't want them out there in vain with nothing to pick up.
People are going to feel good about cleaning up.
How bad you've been training.
Bag of bodies? Truck?
A truck that just doesn't run anymore. It's a little rusted.
That burlap sack of drowned kittens.
A water heater. Your wife.
The Adopt-a-Highway program originated in Texas in 1985 and began in Illinois in 1993 because, you know, Illinois is like 8 years behind Texas. Texas is riding the cutting freaking edge. And, you know, we catch up eventually, but it takes us like 8 years. There are presently more than 1,100 groups in Illinois adopting more than 2,000 miles of highway. Illinois does not include interstates in their program. Groups sign on for 2 years of litter control in a 2-mile stretch of highway. The department asks that they pick up 4 times a year. The department supplies the signs, the safety vests, and the trash bags. I love the notion of, like, you've got to get a safety vest to go pick up trash, you know? Because that yogurt container might get, you know...
Freeze! Cut across town. Honey, I mean, I'm really happy for you, but are we really ready to have a highway? I don't know if we can afford it.
Honey, there's a throbbing void in our relationship, and you know that I'm barren. We need this.
Hi, I'm the Illinois Department of Transportation. I understand that you have been thinking about adopting a highway. Well, I just want to tell you up front that we don't let lesbians adopt highways.
We'll fight this all the way to Washington.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I'm not a woman.
Bring it on.
Cut back.
Oh, the terrible things that Ricky and Gunner or Gunner and what's his name Nelson
Matthew
face.
Ricky's Matthew, the though. Dad Ricky yeah. Should have adopted highways. That's what he should have done.
You know me, I spend all my time listening to winding wacky ass Cali stuff.
He instead had two of the Aryan supernation.
In addition, transportation maintenance workers pick up the bags when the groups are done. IDOT asks motorists around the state to be watchful on Saturday, October 9th, as groups are out on the roadways. So if you're the kind of person that normally swerves off the road periodically and smacks into things, please try to restrain yourself on Saturday, October 9th, because there's going to be actual people there.
Aren't they convicts? Let's be serious.
That's
all
right. That's fine.
I get nothing against convicts. That Juarez...
He'll no, I got something against Juarez, but that's just because he took my smokes.
Well, and he told you he was doing a tattoo, you know, of this big dragon on your back. But instead he put this, like, 2-foot tattoo of Bob Saget on your back.
I know.
And while it is really comical,
it's a 2 foot high Bob Saget
on your back.
And shut up! Shut up! Don't bring it up.
He's standing on his head.
I'm gonna shank
so
him.
His face is
buried. Hey, I'm working
in
on a shiv. I'm working on a brand new shiv. I got a knife handle. Took the blade out.
Just put a spoon in there.
Yes, I did.
For more information about Adopt a Highway in East Central Illinois, call Bruce Pillsbury at IDOT District 5, area code 217-465-4181.
Oh, prickly. I'm just getting with that end of it.
Yet more programs designed to free up money for the government to blow money on other silly things while citizens do the work for the that their tax money is supposed to be doing.
You are listening to WEFT 90.1. We are volunteers. This is a listener-supported community radio station. All of our workers, from the voices you hear on the air to the folks who fix our equipment, are volunteers.
Yeah, the voices that you hear in your head, they're not volunteers. They're getting paid to be there.
Right.
So that explains their
persistence. And the hookers that have to come in to have coke put on
their
asses. We have to pay them.
The volunteers
have their own pockets.
Here at WEFT are committed to providing airtime to music and information that would never make it to your airwaves if we relied on corporate or university funding. Stay tuned to enjoy diversity that you can only hear at one place in East Central Illinois, WFT 90.1.
Woo!
No joke. Straight up, this is serious stuff right here.
Oh, sure.
WFT.
Right. Or they're making a movie of that.
There are.
Of that PSA.
Yeah. Awesome. Real powerful. They have Sidney Pollack directing.
Oh.
They've signed on Mel Gibson to play the lead.
Wow.
He's playing Weft.
Charisma.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's a big role.
We're going to have bit parts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cameos in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Of a steakhouse?
Yes.
Cool.
So, that is the conclusion of Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Woo!
But it's not the conclusion of what jail is like.
No.
In fact,
by no means.
To this point, it has been build up, and now, the culmination begins.
This is the money shot.
Climax.
The money shot of radio comedy.
In a little segment we call... The Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is a collective release of comedy fluids.
Oh, no. Look what I've done.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, which will probably result in the birth of a comic gem 9 months down the road. And there's no contraceptive device that can keep the comedy from doing its duty. So what we need from you right now is a suggestion, a word, a phrase, a sentence to base this half an hour of comic genius now, well, 23 minutes worth of free-form comic genius, because we're real lazy. We don't feel like scripting it. We just want to go for it, man. We're just going to kick it old school for y'all. So give us a call.
359-9338. I want to mention real quick what we played last was David Bowie's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, and what we're going to play now is Elvis Costello, Radio Radio. Both of these are performances from this live disc that the people behind Saturday Night Live just put out. You know, Saturday Night Live, it's not really good anymore. And we as, you know, brethren in the comedy field, like to kind of encourage Saturday Night Live, push it in the right directions, show it the peer group that it really should be hanging out with. And so we're supporting the good things on this disc and just kind of, you know, trying to push it in the right direction, hoping it writes itself because, you know, we're all worried. We all really care, you know. If that special was any good, give us a call, 359-9338. But we do need a suggestion for the Radio Herald, and that's very important. So please give us a call and give us that, 359-9338.